Jim, she's an award-winning Kiwi South African comedian. You may have seen her on The Masked Singer, have been paying attention. The Netflix series Comedians Around the World, she has done a bit.
She's got a podcast on the Listener app.
Yeah, she also has a podcast on the Listener app, yeah, too. That's enough already. No, that's what the podcast is called. I'm not saying that's enough already. She's coming to Hobart in just over a week with her new show, It's Personal. Please welcome back to the Hobart Airwaves, Ursula Carlson.
Hello. Wow, what an intro.
Oh, mate, that's just all the stuff you do. Yeah. I'm just on your Wikipedia reading it out, Ursula. Yeah.
Takes you all day and night to update that thing.
Yeah. Yes. So you've got one of those locks on, so we can't write on there. Favourite radio show is Jimmy Nath, like we do with most people.
I don't even know who said that page up. I look at it and I go, wow, I forgot I did half the stuff.
Life rolls.
I'm so tired.
Is there anything you'd like added, Ursula, that people don't know about you that you think this should be something you're proud of? You went, geez, I wish this would be on my Wikipedia page.
Look, I mean, front and centre, right off the bat, I think it should say there that I'm comfortable in driving a manual.
That's impressive.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you feel like manual drivers are dying off, Ursula? Because I feel like more and more people I meet, they're not driving manuals and they don't know how.
We should be saying manual drivers are dying off. That's a bad way to start a thing about driving.
Apologies, yes, I shouldn't say that.
I think, yeah, we are ageing out of the population, for sure, for sure, for sure. Mm.
Do you drive a manual car, Ursula?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah. I've got a manual ute. It's a 3-litre diesel turbo, not very environmentally friendly, but once they've got a electric truck that's a lot like this one, then I'll swap it over for sure.
Elon Musk isn't too busy buying Twitter. He can come up with an electric
truck. I know.
I'm just writing all this down to add it to your Wikipedia page. Ursula, look, can we talk about the show? It's personal.
This is like, nah,
forget about it. I just want to talk about manuals. Talk about my ute, you idiot.
Let's just talk about how important it is to check your engine and the engine oil.
It's true. It is.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. Actually, are you in New Zealand at the moment, Ursula? Is that where you are?
Yes, I am. I'm flying out to Perth in the morning, so, you know, just flying with it so the kids don't forget who I am.
Yeah, that's a fair flight from New Zealand.
Well, you are quite busy, Ursula. Do you get to see the kids often?
Yeah, I mean, they still include me in their drawings, so that's always a good indicator. Mate, I just spent 2 years at home with the kids. I know they want me on the road. You could tell because they're so used to me being the one on the road, right? So when I'm just home for months and months at a time, I can see the way they sort of, occasionally you look at your mother-in-law or your cat and they're just staring at you and you know there's murderous thoughts going on in there. It's not friendly. And that's sort of the vibe I got from my family after a few months, because the last block was 9 months, me not going anywhere. And I could tell I was getting on their nerves. They're like, you need to go.
It's time to leave.
Well, Ursula, when you are on the road, when you are travelling, what kind of, like, a traveller are you? Like, when you're doing the shows, are you going out and seeing a bit about the city, or are you just kind of chilling at home watching Netflix before the show? How do you operate like that?
No, well, normally I try and combine it and make it a golf comedy tour. So we'll travel. If I have an early flight, then I'll play afternoon golf and then have a nap and do the show. Or if I have a late flight, then I'll do it early. Or I can do first 9 in the morning, do a flight, then do back 9 at a different town or city, and then go do the show.
Manual driver and a golfer.
I don't know if this is a bit, because
I'm basically your dad.
Well, I mean, Nathan and I are currently, producer Grace, you can back us up here. We're trying to shuffle some meetings around because we've got a tea time at 12:20.
Yeah, I've had all these interviews in the calendar for weeks, and the boy's like, we've got to go golf.
Yeah. Well, Ursula would understand. Ursula, can you please tell producer Grace to move those meetings, because we've got to get on the golf course.
Honestly, Grace, you don't understand. To get a sweet spot in the tea time, and you need to be a bit early there because you don't want to be the dick that's late, Like, that's unacceptable.
100%. Grace doesn't get that, Ursula. She thinks she can just walk out of your car onto the first tee. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Doesn't.
And this is good for mental health, for heart health, and for your health, Grace. So just shuffle it around.
Yeah,
shuffle it around, Grace.
Well, I'm not golfing. So.
This isn't an interview. This is an intervention. We brought Ursula into this.
You have to. And I don't know if Ursula, I don't know if Grace told you when you were just chatting before you went on air. Grace went to Melbourne and saw your stand-up.
Oh, no, she didn't. She kept that real quiet.
You loved it, though, Grace.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Why are you freaking out? It's Ursula Carlson. Why are you nervous?
No, I'm fine.
She's gone all red.
Why did that go so high? No.
was a great show. Look, you're coming down to Hobart up May 22nd. Guys, if you can, go and get your tickets. It's going to be absolutely unreal. UrsulaCarlson.com, LiveNation.com.au. Also, new podcast on Listener as well. That's Enough Already. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going really well. Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah, podcast life, hey? Do you record? How do you have time to record that in between the shows?
Well, I do it like now when I was in Melbourne, and then I'll do it some, you know, sort of right after school drop off. I can quickly do two, still have an afternoon, early afternoon tea off. You can just sort of compress it to 9, and then I can do school pickup. It's all about good time management, Grace. You taking that on board?
Did you hear that?
I did. Management. I'm taking notes.
Time management.
Just quick, we will, because again, we want people to go see again. Sunday, May 22nd. If you do want tickets, visit UrsulaCarlson.com, LiveNation.com.au. But producer Grace, you've seen it. Just to, rather than Ursula do it, I mean, you tell everyone, why should you go see her show? What's great about it?
It's fun, it's frivolous. It's exciting.
You sound like you're describing a Geordie Shaw character.
No, that sounds. It actually sounds like comfortable underwear.
There you go. You heard it from Grace. It's fun. It's comfortable.
Shit, it's flirtatious.
There's a cousin. Round of applause. We bloody love you, mate. Thank you for coming on the show.
And if you want to have a hit of golf when you're down, your boys are keen.
Yeah, reach out. We'll fit it in, okay?
All right. Yeah, get Grace to book it. Yeah.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.